Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav, and we were holding right after the story of Yochanan Ochel Chalot. So we got up to the Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tanya right at the end of the top third of the daf, the last word on the line. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kishem Truma Chazaka Lakuna, Kach Maaseh Rishon Chazaka Lakuna. In the same way that if we bring a proof that somebody eats truma, we can establish, therefore, that we're talking about Bechilu Granot, obviously, that he was given a portion. So too, is the Maaseh Rishon considered to be, strangely enough, a Chazaka Lekuhuna, if it's given out to him, also as at the Goren. Now, of course, the problem is that, what I recall from the Holy Book, is that the Levim were the ones who ate Maaseh Rishon, or at least to whom it was given to. Anybody can eat it, perhaps, but what's the deal? The Gemara will ask. Another strange thing that the Brisa adds is that V'hacholek v'beit dinei nachazaka, which seems to be saying that if you don't get his, doesn't get his portion just out there along with everybody else, but the Beis Din gives him his portion, then he can't trust it for nothing, which of course doesn't make sense either. So let's go through this. Asks the Gemara. Maaseh Rishon? How is Maaseh Rishon a chazaka that is a coin? Doesn't it go to the Levi? Answers the Gemara, well, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya. Truma, the Brisa says, Truma goes to a coin. Maaseh Rishon goes to the Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues, and he holds that Maaseh Rishon is given off the coin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since the Pasuk stresses the din of Levi and Maaseh Rishon, it means that the Kohen isn't given any chelek to it. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah points out that there are 24 places where we find that the lashon of the Kohanim is that they're called Levim. In any event, says the Gemara, this still doesn't help us very much, now does it? Because, I mean, all the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is saying is that also a Kohen is included in the concept of a Levi. But you certainly can't prove that a guy is a Kohen and not a Levi from the fact that he eats the Maaseh Rishon. Se'imu di'omer Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah af l'Kohen. He never said only to a Kohen, l'Kohen v'lo Levi mi'amar. Did he ever say that? In. Oh, yes, he did, actually. Because if you consider the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in light of later historical developments, later, I mean, than the Torah itself, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, you will see that they also have a tremendous impact on how to understand an event that takes place later in history. Bata de Kanesinu Ezra. After Ezra, who went to check out the yichus of everyone that had come with him and made aliyah, and he found the terrible thing, is that there were no Levim. Because of that, he gave a knas to the Levim that they are no longer to have their chelek in Maaseh Rishon. Now, what that knas was depends on the shita of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If, according to Rabbi Akiva, initially, Kohanim had no rights to eat Maaseh, to be Chaluk Maaseh Rishon. Then the Knas was that now Kohanim too will share the Maaseh Rishon. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it always was that Kohanim had a right to share the Maaseh Rishon. Then now the way to understand the Knas of Ezra is that the Kohen gets now exclusive rights to the Maaseh Rishon. And that would explain it. Now, as to where this is Merumas in the Torah, Tosfos is rather bothered by it. He says that since it does say in the Sefer Nehemiah, "Ve'hayah kohen ben Aaron im halavim ba'aser halavim," so that seems to be saying that there was a new halacha that the kohen could be found together with the levim, but of course that's problematic according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That after the knas was only the coins, which certainly does not seem to be what this pasuk is saying. You're going to say im halavim means together with them. Tosfos says, look, I mean, what you'll have to say according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the fact that levim would continue to go, because it took a long time until this knas, this fine against levim, became something that was universally accepted. So that initially they were talking about the Kohanim going together with the Levim, but the real meaning is that ultimately the Levim would lose their rights completely. But Tosis brings very interesting shot from Rabbeinu Yosef, that since we do find that it says in Malachi, Havio et kolam aser et Beit HaOtzar. Now the Beit HaOtzar was a particular lishka in which Ezra had determined should be set aside for all of the Truma. And the Gemara says that Malachi is Ezra. So now that that's the case, it says suddenly to bring all of the Maaser, means that somehow in this pasuk it's saying that Malachi, who is Ezra, said at that point that even the Maaser Rishon is to be brought into the Lishka that was originally set aside for the Trumat HaKohanim, as we see back in the Chemia. So that means that apparently there was a change. This must reflect the Knas of Ezra. A brilliant insight. Anyway, according to this, but at the Kinsino Ezra, we do have an indication that he's a Kohen. But, I mean, even after the Knas of Ezra, Dilma Akru V'Yavule, I mean, look, if a Levi came along and they gave him, I mean, that's certainly not, there's no desperate thing that's wrong with that. I mean, and as Tosis points out, I mean, maybe even that was the meaning of the initial Pasuk, and that the Kohen would come with the Levim, because then not everybody was aware of the Knas, it hadn't been accepted. So, I mean, how can you bring an absolute proof that the guy is a Kohen and not a Levi? Therefore, I'm Rav Chista, I'll tell you, we're talking about a particular case here in Rav Elazar ben Azariah, in Rav Shimon Gamliel Elazar, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and that is, we know that a particular guy is a Kohen. And now, we have a Kol, Nafak Alei Kola, that is a Ben Grusha ben Chalutz. And then we see that they were mechalek him on his own, a chelek and the meiser and the Beit HaGrana. Now a Levi is not, right? So Levi, the lav Levi, who, so we know. So ma'ikel amema, what's left to say? That he's a Kohen, but he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Why would we give him meiser? Lo mi boi lamandi oma. Maaser rishon asur lezarim delo yavule. For sure, if Maaser Rishon is Osir to Zarim, which is one Shita, which we don't paskin. But for sure, if you hold that, we wouldn't give it to him, because a Chalal has a din of a Zar. He's even less than a normal lady. Even if we say there's no Isser in eating it, that's Hanimi of a Mispak, let's give them something to eat. But we're certainly not going to give it to him as if he is a valid Kohen Levi, so to speak, because he is indeed a Chalal. The very interesting insight in the in Rebbe Chanan Sefer, in the Kovet Shiurim, that Lemaisa, to the Levi, the Pashtus, the din of Meiser, is dependent only solely on his genetics. If he's a Levi, he's a Levi. There's no psul of a Levi from Meiser. But when it comes here to the Kohen somehow loses his ability to eat Maaser because he lost the Kedusha Sekuluna. But that's very strange, because certainly genetically he's still from Shevet Levi. So you must say, therefore, that the din of Leviah that a Kohen has, says Rebbe Chanan, is not a din in Leviah the way a Levi is a Levi, because of the fact that he was born a Levi, but rather it's included in the Darga of the Kedushat HaKuhuna. When he loses the Kedushat HaKuhuna, he also loses his Ben Levi Kedusha. There is, however, interestingly, a Machlokas and Yevamos and the Yerushalmi about precisely this issue, which those of you who are following the Yerushalmi will recall was on our site. Now, the next thing that we said in that brayta was really strange, that a cholek bebeit din is not considered to be a chazaka. I mean, ask the Gemara about that. That's fascinating, because he bebeit din lo avi chazaka. Echa avi chazaka, for God's sake, if you can't trust it as a chazaka, if even in the best thing they're giving it out, so where in the world could you trust it as a chazaka? Omrev sheshes achikama. It's not talking about chaluka. Of course, you're right. It's talking over here, not chaluka of the Goren, it's talking about over here a will that was being probated. And the brothers come and they're splitting the estate, and in the court they give over Truma as a Yerusha to a child as part of the part of the parcel that he's getting in the estate. It's a Cholek Truma B'Nichsei Aviv and Mechav B'Din. just because the Beit Din gave him truma doesn't mean it was meant for him to be eating that truma. And that's not considered to be a chazoka, that the Beit Din has accepted him in a case where there was a kol that he was a halal, has accepted him as a kohen, obviously. Because we could be talking about over here, it's a purely monetary issue, he's going to have to go now and sell his truma to a kosher kohen, but meanwhile it's been given to him because he owns it. That's all it means. That's not a chazaka. So I think, well, isn't that rather obvious? Pshita, why in the world would I think? I mean, a cholo doesn't change in any way the dinim of Yerusha. Ah, because I might have thought that it's a function of context. I mean, Hanach, the other brothers may be getting things in that same bezdin that has been given to them la'achila. So in context, it appears to be that he's been given this truma as the other brothers were for haninami la'achila, which implies he's a kohen kasher. Kamashma, and therefore the brisa comes along to tell me that's pretty lousy raya. And then Hanach la'achila, v'hai l'zabuni. His own may be for eating purposes, but as far as the others are for eating purposes, but as far as he is concerned, it may simply be to sell, and the bezdin is not going to be mocked, but to do this in a way that is all the same in context. Now, the next thing that we had, if you turn to our Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, is the closing machlokas in the Mishnah, which is very strange. Let's just look at it again. The Tana Kama said that if you have this manshem, if a man says that his friend is a kohen, and his friend says that he's a kohen, so then both of them are ne'emanim. All right, so that means that a single aid is ne'eman to make someone a kohen, at least as far as Achilas Truma is concerned, and this is even in a case where we are cheshin and legomlim, and we have to worry about the fact that they've made a deal to each back the other. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, goes to the opposite extreme, and he's Eimer, Imalin Lukunal Piedacha. Now, this is a blanket statement. We will never be Machzik a Kohen just on the basis of single witness, and that means even in a place where we wouldn't have a Cheshash of Gomlim. So this is a Machloket Min HaKatzeh LaKatzeh, from one extreme to the other extreme. Now, we do have a middle over here, two shitas in the middle. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eimata. I would say that you're right that at certain times we're not mala lekunal piedachat, but that's dafke b'makom shiyesh orerin, that's dafke in a place where we have grounds to believe that this person is not a kosher kohen. Now, we're going to see exactly what that is, whether we're talking about testimony or we're talking about a rumor to the fact that he's a Ben Grush, a Ben Chalutza, or whatever the case may be, and it turns out to be a rather complex interaction between the last two shitot, so let's leave that off for a moment, but we can assume that in the most powerful problem that we would have with the element over here, whether he's occurring, is a kol, which works even if an eidecha doesn't work, a kol would certainly work, as Tosis points out later. So, where do we have a inability to rely on one witness at Stafka in a place where there are orerin. Ava b'makom she'in orerin, ma'alin lekunal piyedachad, under any and all circumstances. In other words, Rabbi Elazar is saying that if we don't have this problem of orerin, then I would say that I'm not exactly the same as the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama is saying even if there was gamelin, but I'm saying that we would go against the Orerin if we have an Eid Echad. Now, that's a little bit interesting. Maybe, I mean, what if the Orerin were by two Eidim and so on? Again, that's something that we're going to examine. But as long as there's no Chashash for Gomlim, so then I would say Ma'alin Lekuna al Pi Eid Echad. And then we have this new sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Azgan Ma'alin Lekuna al Pi Eid Echad. No, we will actually be Malakun al Piedachad, which is basically what Rabbi Elazar was saying. We'll be Malakun al Piedachad, as long as there's no ordering. So is he arguing on some level? And this is what the Mishnah now wants to clarify. What is the meaning of the final machlokas? So So, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amarin Ma'alim Lekuna Pir Echad, to which Rabbi Elazar says, Eimatagin, Mokum Shish Ayrin, Mokum Shein Ayrin, we are Ma'alim Lekuna Pir Echad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aymer, that we're Ma'alim Lekuna Pir Echad. Ask the Gemara, is that not the same thing, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Hainu, Rabbi Elazar. So this is the same Shita as Rabbi Elazar Shita. And therefore, it's very strange for the Mishnah to have made it into two completely different things. Now, we don't want to ask, this is the same Shita as the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama was Maksha even where there are Gomlin. However, we never see the Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions an Inukhashash Gomlin. He's ready to be Matir. So that wasn't our question. But it's certainly at least, I mean, the minimal interpretation we can give it is that it's the same as Rabbi Elazar. This is the Rosh Hashanah's Girsa throughout, is that it's Rabbi Elazar. That the difference between the two cases is what exactly was the source of the problem that we were talking about when we said Orerim. And the problem is, was it one witness or was it two witnesses? That maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's our Archadi Kabinayu. They're arguing about an Eid Echad who mentions that he heard that this Kohen is really not a kosher Kohen. And that therefore we would be morid him from his kahuna, even though it uses the Lashon Rabim, Bisman Shiyeshalav Orerin. Orerin doesn't mean people who are ma'orer, it means problems, as we would say in English. There's problems. The problems may be a single person who's being made, but that's problems. So maybe that's the point that Rebbe Elazar is Savar, that our Archad, that even one person would be enough to question the cheskes kashus that we had on his kuna, and in order to bring it back into shape, we would need two witnesses. Whereas according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, we wouldn't. Only our tray, if you've got an R of two witnesses, so there you would have a problem. But if you only have an R of one, I'm saying you can be malo kunah piyad echad, even where there is R. Chad. And I mean, there's no absolute proof to say that it has to be in this direction. It could have said the opposite, that maybe the first one is the one who's saying our trade. But normally, the approach is that we keep adding. In other words, a later Tana adds to the earlier Tana, which would be that Rabbi Elazar is saying that where you have an our Chad, so then Ein Malin Alpiyed Echad, and Rav Gamliel adds that even if there's Arachad Malin Alpiyed Echad, that's how the Ritva understands it. And it's not an absolute, but it's a reasonable explanation of the Mishnah. The problem is that it doesn't work because it's a simple halacha that a single aid never will undo a Cheskas Kehuna. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochan, Divrei HaKol, in Arar Pachot Mishnayim, there's no such thing. Elo Hakaba Mayaskina. It must be that there's something more complicated over here. That actually, this guy is Muchzaklan Biavua the High Dekoenu. He is known to be from a family of a kuhuna, that's for sure. So he has a chazaka in terms of the kuhuna. The problem is that we start off with a kol, not with a person. So there was Nafakale kol, the Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutzahu. Because of the fact that there are rumors that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, a rumor is more powerful than an Ar Chad.
But who started this rumor?
Nobody, that's the thing. Nobody started it. As if we could trace it back, so then it's Ar Chad, then it's meaningless. Problem is that a lot of people seem to know, even though they can't. It's like saying that somebody's a Jew. Everybody's mukzik in him that he's a Jew. How do you know he's a Jew? Because everybody always said he was a Jew.
Everybody thought he was a Jew. Ringo Starr. Everybody said he was Jewish.
It's funny,
assumed that he was Jewish.
What do you mean? I mean, Elvis. Jewish.
Ringo Starr.
No,
he's not Jewish.
No, he's not Jewish. The Jewish community in Montreal wanted to ask him. They thought it was very nice, but he's not Jewish. How did he get started?
Never heard that.
I mean, Elvis spoke Yiddish already.
That just means he worked for Jews.
Mm-hmm. He used to be a chopstick.
Oh, really? No, just like Colin Powell's Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I mean, not many people that are not Jewish are Oyle Chai Le Gan Eden, no?
happening.
In other words, his status was already that he was known.
His status was that initially that he was a Kohen.
We can't change that status.
And that we're not changing. So right. The question is, what do we do about this rumor? So we have over here a call that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. So the Achsina, the Besdin basically said to him, look, we can't treat you as a Kohen until we look into this matter. So we set him aside in order to do an investigation. In the course of our investigation, Ata Eid Echad, an Eid Echad comes along and he says, look, I know Yadana be the Kohen. I know that he's a kosher Kohen. I know the woman, his father married. There's no basis to these rumors. So then we went ahead, Viaskine. So we said, okay, we know the results of our investigation, whether we're ignoring these rumors. And now you're back into the Kuna. Because if there's only a Kohl, and we have a specific testimony of someone. So even though when it comes to aid against aid, there may be other issues involved, but an aid in a mokum of a kol, even it's very interesting, because the kol itself can't be more, I mean, an aid himself will not be murdered from a chazok, and a kol will. But a specific testimony is kosher against the kol. So we went ahead now, and we made him a kohen. Come along now two witnesses. So now two witnesses come and they say, no, this guy is a liar. He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. So now, V'achsine. So now we said, okay, look, I mean, we have to, unfortunately, once again, cancel the results of our previous investigation. New data has come to light. You're no longer a Kohen for the duration. Okay. Comes along now another Eid Echad. And this Eid Echad says, no, I also know that he's a Kohen. So now, that's a kosher Kohen. I know that he's a kosher Kohen.
They're saying, I know his mother's not a Kohen.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not a
Kohen. So now the issue, there's a number of issues over here. All right, so first issue is, we've got Trey. Let's assume. Assuming we have Trey. What is the situation when it comes to Trey and Trey together with a Kohen? Right? So we're assuming now that the halacha is, in such a case, you're basically left to the way it was originally. Mm-hmm. Forget about the kol. He was originally assumed to be a Kohen. Now that we can trace the kol, so we find people are saying, and people are saying, and people are saying. We're left with a suffix, and we leave him on his chazaka being a Kohen. A lot of discussion how far that chazaka would go. What do we allow him to do? Talking about Truma de Rabbanan, Truma de Araisa, Machlokas Rishonim, Kivager, year two. But whatever that is, that's our case. But the question is, do we have Trey? Because in a situation where you have one witness that originally came in, another witness who follows at some other time, can you put together two people under such circumstances to be two witnesses? Or do they have to actually show up in court in order to be two witnesses? But otherwise, we say, look, we were already docha, the original witness, with two witnesses. We can't now pick him up out of the dirt and say, okay, now you're a kosher witness together with this, and we put you together now, and we have a case of Trey. So, that could be the issue. There could also be another issue. The other issue is, this court is beginning to look a little stupid. First the guy's a Kohen. Then he calls up the next day, he's not a Kohen. The next day he is a Kohen. The day after that, he's not a Kohen again. I mean, people are going to get a little bit suspicious that these guys are walking in drunk every day. Well, it's this guy every day. He comes up with another psak from the business.
You're right.
So that's the Shaila, which is called Zilusa de Beidina, a din of Chukah v'Tlula. There are cases where Bezdin will not act because of the way that it reflects on the stability of Bezdin. And that's not a, it's not a good thing for people to lose faith in the court system.
It's a meta issue.
It's
a meta issue, so to speak. The details of it don't matter.
Meta or media? Both are true, I mean. Okay. So, maybe our first approach is like this. Perhaps Kuli Alma Mitzvah from the Ames. Maybe both Rabbi Elazar and also Rabbi Shimon over here agree that they are Mitzvah of Leidus. But Hacha B'meichash L'ziluta da Beidina Kamiflege. Maybe the Machlokas over here is in whether we have to worry about a chukah v'tulah in terms of a bezdin. So Tana Kama Sova, Kiva de Achtine Lo Maskinam, Chashino de Zilusa de Beidina. that look. I mean, I'm willing to say, we're talking about the nafkamina between Reb Elazar and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. So it could be that everybody agrees, Tziruv we have over here, but after having removed him from the kahuna twice, we can't now go and bring him back up. So when Reb Elazar says that we will not be malim al pi eid echad, he means al pi eid echad, the second eid echad, to now be mitzarev and to say, well, okay, now we have to, no, we can't do that. So that's the pshat if there's orerin. So b'mokom sheyesh orerin, I'm saying you can't trust the eid echad. Comes along now Rebbe Shimon, and he holds, look, I mean, we do what we have to do. And the public, you know, they act with what they think. Because it's completely up to us. So we have over here, basically, an assumption that the guy is a kohen. And in this case, the oirin of kol alone is not considered to be oirin because we've got serious data coming in. That's one approach.
If there are two Eidim, would we still be cautious to listen to Beis Din? The last time.
We're going to ask this in a moment. Yeah. Maskiv lo Ravashi. Ravashi says exactly what Rabbi Sedley just said. If that's the case, why would this be a din in Eid Echad? And if it would be a trey v'trey, and as far as the public is concerned, they don't know what's going on behind the doors of the court. All they know is that every day this guy gets another psak. So what do we make such a big deal in the Mishnah about eight echad or two eight? It really is immaterial to us whether there's an eight echad or two eight, or ought to be immaterial. So how could that be the way to discuss this case and make it dependent on whether we believe in eight echad or malo eight echad for kuna? That makes no sense. Therefore, I taina, says Ravashi. There's a completely different issue over here. Elam Ravashi. B'mitztarfim ledut kamifage. The machlokes gufa is whether this is an eid echad, or whether it's two eidim. U'beplukta d'ani tanoia. We know that there is a famous machlokes, the Tanya. Ein edutan mitztarefet ad shiyiru shneim ke'echad. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchomer. Afilu b'zachas. First question is, do witnesses have to see the same thing? Or is it okay if they see a bottom line that's the same thing? But then they're not, if the function of witnesses is to recreate a scene, nobody's recreating the scene. They're just coming with data. Can witnesses be used to bring data to the court? So over years, when... Yeah, let's say they're both bringing the same data. One eight says, I saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon. And another eight says, Reuven admitted to me that he owes $100 to Shimon. So we have two people essentially who are saying that they know. But I mean, it's not a tier of Vedas. So that's the first question. Machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Whether Eidus is acceptable, bizarre or that. But the part that interests us is the second piece. The ein edutan mitkayemet bebeit din ad sheyaidu shneim ke'echad. Furthermore, says the Tanna Kamma, they have to walk in to Beis Din as a kat of eidim. So even if they both saw the same maisa, but they come, this is a separate machloket, but they come now separately to Beis Din, that's not called an edus. Rabbi Natan Omer, why not? Shomim devarav shel ze hayom, ukishiyavo chaveru lemachar, shomim devarav. So this is what we have over here. We had first, originally we heard what it is that this aid had to say, and we accepted it. Then came along now two aidim, so we couldn't act on the basis of that aid. But when now the other aid comes along and says the same thing, why can't we be mitzarif him? Now there, the way I'm learning it, the issue is precisely aid echad. But, I mean, obviously it's in a very, very specialized case. Eid Echad in a place where it would be mitzaref to another eid, where there was a kol that had taken him out of his original keskes gruna. That's really what the Mishnah was talking about. So that's the final machlokas between Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. What happened to Savajash?
He seems to be away. He was not in shul this morning.
He usually says when he's gone. He's okay.
So then the other pair that comes in the middle is really your element.
Right.
No, a pair could be.
Oh, a pair. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were referring to the sheep as in the Mishnah. The pair is irrelevant to the psar.
They knocked him out. They knocked him out.
They knock each other out.
Yeah, sure they do.
Does the kol change his status? The rumor changes his status?
The kol initial. Yeah, that's what. Because otherwise the eight echad would have been irrelevant. Well, what was he coming for, the eight echad?
Only matters of money. If it was a matter of marriage, of a kohen being married, wouldn't it be different? And then you'd have to have.
Yeah, but we're talking about whether we're going to accept it for truma.
Right. So this is for monetary. This is a monetary. Well, so you need normally.
It's not. Truma is not only a monetary issue. That's not. So it's not a proper formulation.
The status.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with here. Is changing
right.
The status.
Question: how far we change the status? Right. That's another issue. Even vis-a-vis truma, there's a question over here in terms of truma the arise.
And we don't say that. Well, when one